It is the review. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to discuss Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 2. I'll let you behind the curtain. I've read the review curtain for this one, listeners. I've just stopped it because I thought I ballsed it up saying Liverpool had an extra day usually from the Thursday to Sunday routine, but I just remember that they are playing Sunday, so it is an extra day. All was well. We are right there, aren't we? Luton. Luton Sunday. So there we go.
Sunday. They play Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday.
There you go. Yeah. So the day was, as Neil says, gone the other way in terms of the fixtures.
Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday.
But I did start by asking about the 8 changes for Liverpool, Neil, and particularly Szoboszlai and Salah being the most surprising in the 11, and what's present. I think it's worth noting as well, with this as a question. Bournemouth, we expect them to be quite strong and are quite strong, just 3 changes for them. They want to probably have a look at Clivert at some point. But I think when you look at last night as a collective for this competition, it's quite strong across the board in terms of teams in this competition at this point. Why do you think that is in line with the Liverpool context?
So I think there's three sides that look to me like they've weakened. Newcastle, Man United and Ipswich. Everyone else looks to me like they've gone at it to an extent. A little bit of Burnley in there, but I think Burnley are currently in a position where, not dissimilar to Bournemouth, where they can make 4 changes just purely based on the idea of form, and someone needs to put a performance in, and can someone impress the manager? I feel as though it's interesting to me that sides look to have decided to grab it, because I think it's as simple as the mathematics of the draw. But I think there's one other thing, which is also just the reality of the bottom three. I think that, you know, at this sort of stage, I think the way in which the bottom three look, and the fact that they do look distanced, with the possible exception, obviously, of Bournemouth being dropped in there, but they've just beaten Burnley. And not only did they beat Burnley, they were better than Burnley. I've just spoke to a Burnley supporter of a Friday show, and she was saying, you know, Bournemouth mostly played us off the park, and it should have been more. So you're in this situation where I think that bottom three this season, I think it's going to skew a few things as the season wears on. This is one of them. And it's possible you see, and also the way in which the fixtures have fallen, it's possible you see much stronger Premier League third round teams, much, much stronger than you often see. Because by then, you know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility, if you look at where the table is now, that effectively, we'll use them as an example, that a Crystal Palace, for instance, are circa 14 points clear of 18th.